Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
SpiritualConnectionsRadio.com.
And as always, Mike will be playing music, Brigitte will be teaching. She'll be talking more about that in a minute. And as always, as I love to do, I will be sending out blessings to all of you. And it not only goes out to anybody that's listening to the show right now, it goes out to anybody who listens to the replays, and it goes out to anybody who who's anywhere near or anywhere related to the show. So I'll be doing what's called Diksha, and I'll be doing that in the first part of the show when Mike plays music. So I send that out to all of you as a free gift of service to everybody. So with that, Brigitte, welcome to the show, and always great to have you on.
Thank you, Mark, and it's always great to be on the show and to have the show. It's a great honor, and I love the way you describe it, really, for everyone who listens, either live or to the recording, for all of you to really see yourself as almost little satellite dishes, like you are the vessel, the host of the light, and you're receiving tonight incredible healings and attunements and empowerments in form of music, in form of a Diksha blessing, in form of the uplink to Saint Germain and the Ascended Masters that is taking place and the angels. And then not only does it end there, but you're kind of a transceiver. You're taking it in and you're sending it into your surrounding. So it's really being aware that no matter where you call in from or where you listen from, that you're creating this incredible gridwork or network of light that can truly affect everybody on Earth. And I think that's one of the things that Saint Germain is going to be talking about tonight, too. At least he kind of nudged me in that direction, reminding me as well, is really the concept of oneness that is so important to remember, as we have the tendency to compartmentalize our lives. You know, when we go to work, we do work. When we listen to a radio show like this, we think we do our spiritual work. When we meditate, we feel we are doing our spiritual work. When we are out buying food in the store, we are buying food in the store. But the truth is, there is no separation. So we are spiritual and doing our spiritual work all the time. Every time we take a breath, every time we take a step, every time we say something, it is an aspect of our spirituality. Because as much as we think we are separated from the divine at times and we are not hearing anything or feeling anything, the truth is that is an illusion. We are never really separate. And the masters and the angels alike very much want to support you to remember to lift the veil that has covered you from lifetime after lifetime from coming down here to Earth into denser matter, so you can see who you truly are within all that is. And that you remember that you never really were split out of oneness. That was only an illusion created for you to experience yourself in all your beautiful facets. And so it is about reawakening. Ascension is really about reawakening. And any of you who find the time to come out to New Jersey or to any of our events, sometimes we go into Manhattan too, and to other places, and next year we might have a chance to even travel a little further down to Florida and other places. Through our work, the work that all three of us are doing, we are really helping you to deepen your connection to the divine, to release layers of your own self that are hindering you to see your own gifts, to see your own divinity, to see your own special uniqueness that you brought into this lifetime to share with the world. And so we are all like instruments playing a unique vibration. And this unique vibration is needed to play this beautiful masterpiece, this orchestra that's created to play this beautiful masterpiece that is bringing about a great awakening, a great shift that we're all experiencing continuously. And for some, 2011... was 2010 started to be significant, leading into 2011 and 2012. But this year kind of had this intensity too. And when you add up 2014, you come to the number 7, which is all about aligning your 7 main chakras with Source so that you become even more effective as a channel and instrument of the light. So if you check out Mike's website or any of our websites, the opportunities for you to go even more deeply into that shadow area that we all carry around, regardless of where you're at. after all, we are all in human form. That shadow area that sometimes keeps us in a place of fear, anger, separation, not seeing ourselves as who we truly are, and then it sometimes takes that little spark plug, that little push that will then help us to look at ourselves and the world a little differently. So I invite you very much to check any of the services out, as they will very much support you. And for those of you who have already called in, just please be aware, we are really not going to start the question and answer until around 9, 10 in that area. So if you prefer to listen to the internet radio show first and then call in around that time, you will still get a chance to ask questions if you want to. Just saying that so you don't have to sit on the phone the whole time, but you can also listen to your computer. So with that being said, we will start with Mike, and he loves this part the most. I know that he always has to switch around the connections, but what I want to say about Mike right now, he's working more out of my, I shouldn't even say my center. My center, it's really the center of the hierarchy of light, of the masters and angels who work there through us as channels and instruments. And Mike is starting more frequently now to offer his individual services out of the center. So certainly go and ask him and schedule with him, because it's a beautiful experience to get your own music specifically geared to what it is you need on your spiritual path right now. And then you can use the CD, this music, sitting in meditation, allowing yourself to receive the healing while meditating over and over again in the weeks that follow, to really integrate these frequencies and bring about a powerful shift. He's also a channel. He will also bring some messages. And so it's a real great healing treat for anyone who wants to experience that. So I just thought I mentioned that as he is now more available. Mike, is there anything you want to say about these sessions that you're now offering? You're also offering them over through Skype, I believe. That's correct, right?
Yeah, that is correct. And there's actually more information about any of my internet sessions over Skype on my website as well. You'll see on my services page on my website.
Great. And also, Mike sends now some beautiful newsletters out too. They look really beautiful. So you can sign up for his email list. You can sign up for my email list, and then we'll keep you informed. And again, we are going to, I don't know how fast it's going to happen, we're going to start to travel a little bit more. We are going to start to also offer more via internet. So stay tuned. Even if you're not locally in New Jersey, we will begin to find ways to reach out to you too, to wherever you are. Even Germany. I think I might be going to Germany. I don't know if Mike is coming with me, but hey, you know, there will be opportunities in Germany too. Being German, I can say that.
They will.
So we'll see what happens. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to the double M's, Mike and Mark, who are going to, you better sit down. And again, one thing I want to mention, I say it every time, this radio show is more than simply receiving messages. It is a time of healing, so you want to really allow yourself to close the door, to sit comfortably, and to allow yourself to receive, and to get not too edgy if something doesn't come through clearly, sometimes even in the words that are channeled or whatnot, because the frequency sometimes interferes with static. But now that there's so much happening on multiple levels, and just allow yourself to receive. And so, please, sit now. Listen to the music that Mike is playing. Allow yourself to receive the beautiful blessing that is coming through the Diksha Mike is giving. And really become aware that you are this vessel, this host, that is now refilled with the light, so that not only can you find more peace and harmony in your own self, but in return you can also send it out, radiate it out effortlessly, without you having even to do anything. Just naturally it will radiate out into your surroundings. So let that happen, let that take place, and allow yourself to receive. And so I will step back now. Now it's up to the double ends. Put your seatbelt on, because we are ready for takeoff. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
greetings, my dear friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm here as a representative of the hierarchy of light. Today marks not only November 11th, 11-11, but it also marks in this country of the United States, Veterans Day. And all of you, in your own unique way, are veterans. And we honor that and respect that, and we applaud you for your willingness to continue on your path of enlightenment, no matter what. Because if you wouldn't listen to this radio show yourself to open yourself up to further guidance or direction or any energy attunements. You would simply give up and turn your back towards the light. But you haven't done that, regardless of some of the battles you've been fighting. The battle between light and darkness outside of yourself, but in reality it is really the battle of light and darkness within your own self. And so we invite you now, all of us, assembled here, the hierarchy of light, we invite you now to take a deep breath and to allow yourself to rest and to stop for one moment. Portal that is opened up on the day of 11-11 is not because we want to make it more intense for you. It is not because we want to remind you how much further you have to go to reach these higher realms that you so much are yearning to connect this. That is not what 11-11 is about. But it's about supporting you. Supporting you to remember your galactic true self. And also to remember the deeper mystery, the hidden mystery that you are. Not something outside of yourself, but you yourself. You're this beautiful mystery that continues to open up and unravel and become this beautiful new form of existence, feeding that into the collective consciousness, feeding that into the fabric of existence here on Earth itself, so that it can shift and change and become something new. So as we cross the threshold to another level of consciousness, yes, you had to face a lot of your shadow aspects, your fears, your uncertainties, those parts of you that simply no longer serve you where you will be heading. And you had to make some new choices. Whenever you prepare yourself for an 11-11 portal, you are leaving things behind. That is true. But most often these are things that are not necessarily on a physical level, but more on an emotional and mental level. Consciousness shifts, new choices, the willingness to experience something that you haven't experienced before. And in that also always a recognition that you're not alone, that in this 11-11 sequence, there is the awakening, there is the reminder that your consciousness is part of a greater consciousness, that your physical body is part of a soul, is part of a divine spiritual self that is part of something greater, that you're part of a greater lineage that is working with you and through you, that you yourself work with specific rays that connect you to Source and that are anchored through you into the earth and into the world. So we want you towards a vision of being in the ocean. And even so, through the fall out of oneness, through the illusion created by falling out of oneness, so that Source, Creator, God, all that is able to experience itself in all its different facets, you being part of that facet. You never really left the Garden of Eden. You have the power within you to create oneness, the Garden of Eden, is in and around you. And so throughout this year, we've been reminded you often of the first ray, the ray of power, but also the ray that reminds you to surrender to something greater than you to work with you and through you. We've called on Archangel Michael and Amoria to support you in this evolutionary process. And so, as a master of transformation myself, as a master of the occult, which really is about the hidden mysteries, I've supported you in journeying deeper within yourself, in finding areas where it needed the strength of the first ray to look at and to open up doors within your soul where certain traumatic experiences from the past were held. And some of you went very deep. You experienced certain levels of pain and sorrow and sadness, separations, loss. And yet through that, within that, is still the seed of the light that wants to come out and wants to transform and transmute the sorrow, pain, separation, loss into something so much more profound and greater and beautiful. But for that to happen, you must be willing to change, to say goodbye, to say hello to something else that's coming into your life. And you must be willing to be in the state of in between the not knowing, where one door has closed and you do not know where the next door that will open up will take you to. So with the first ray of power comes a great request to you of trust and faith, walking blindfolded, but knowing that everything is happening at the right time, at the right place. But in this next few weeks and months, as you cross this threshold to a new consciousness, what will most support you at this point is not so much the first ray of surrender, even so it has been important to close the door of the past and to open up or get ready to open up a new door. But it will be the fifth ray of healing and manifestation. Because in the fifth ray, which is often depicted as a green ray, which is connected to Archangel Raphael and Master Hilarion, what will now happen is all that what you've brought up to the surface, all of the shadows that you've brought up to the surface, are now ready to be healed and to be transformed and to be changed into a whole new form of existence. So the green ray of Archangel Raphael is helping you now to bring two areas together. The area of power is very much connected to the throat chakra, which is depicted as a blue ray, your blue throat chakra. But within the green is not only the color blue, but also the color yellow, the sense of self, the solar plexus, that acknowledgement of self, that no matter what someone is saying outside of yourself, you start to feel strong in the knowing that you truly are an aspect of God's source, creator, all that is. And so it is emerging of that inner knowing of the higher truth with the power of surrendering to something greater that brings you to your heart, that brings you to that true vibration of love that then brings about healing. And in this love vibration, that is when true manifestation of the highest degree can take place. And that is when you allow yourself to float in the ocean, to be part of the ocean, to be part of all that is. And instead of seeing yourself as separate from your surroundings, separate from humanity, which was very much infused into you as you entered the human consciousness, you begin to truly feel that you're being carried, that you are a partaker within the ocean of oneness, but you're being carried, you're not being drowned. You feel held, you feel directed, and you no longer need to know where you're being directed to. You simply know that there is a certain rhythm, there is a certain power that is taking you to where you need to be. And so with that, with that beautiful green ray of healing in the heart and the love, the relaxation is taking place. The relaxation of all your heightened senses that have been so raw, so sensitive, so fragile, because of all the work you've been doing as old veterans, as those who've been battling many, many fights and have survived them, have found their way out of the darkness into the light over and over again. Your senses are tired. You're tired. You're raw. You feel uncomfortable because you're so tired. You just don't want to face anything else, any other test or trial anymore. And the only answer is that the trials and tests are the illusions created to make you feel that you're separate from the ocean, that you're a tiny drop that has been fallen into the ocean and is lost now within the vastness of all that is. But that is not true. And so when that test or the trial comes towards you in form of a gigantic wave, if you fight it, if you want to see yourself as separate from the ocean, the wave will take you and push you and will destroy you or crush you into pieces. But if you allow yourself to truly be part of the ocean, then you're also part of the wave. Then you and the wave are not separate. And so by becoming part of the wave cannot hurt you. The wave cannot destroy you. The wave will only carry you to a whole new place, to a very different form of experience, of seeing yourself in a different way. And so there's a rhythm to being in the ocean, an ebb and a flow that is directed by the planetary influences. And so again, it is that allowance, that relaxation, that not seeing the obstacle as something that is trying to overwhelm you or trying to push you down. You feel that you are unworthy, but it is an opportunity to be carried to a whole new place of experience where you can see and be who you truly are meant to be. So in all of this, I ask you now to take a moment, knowing that you are crossing a threshold to another form of experience, knowing how much in the last few weeks, maybe even months, maybe even years, you've been pushed, you've been squeezed, you've been formed in so many ways, you've been looking at parts of yourself over and over again, different levels of fear, different levels of anguish, of despair, but you've also looked at yourself in ways where you've seen now strengths within you that you couldn't see before. You're now able to see the power that is within you, even so you couldn't see that before. And so there is an awakening process taking place. And so I invite you now to take a couple of deep breaths and to let yourself float into the ocean of your heart, into that love. And you can even see yourself comfortably float on a little raft if you want. But allow that raft to dissolve and for you to truly feel the fabric of all that is within and around you. Because when you entered into human form, when you entered into the experience of humanity, you entered a very tight, uncomfortable fabric of life. And most of you galactic beings out there, you certainly felt that discomfort. And it became so uncomfortable that you disconnected yourself from everything that remotely reminded you of your galactic home. But now is the time again to remember. To remember who you are, to remember where you're from. And by doing so, to flex the tight fabric of life itself here on Earth even further, so that it can change and it can create a ripple effect that not only affects your own life, but it affects all life. And it not only affects life on Earth, but it truly affects all life within this solar system, within this galaxy, within this universe, within the dimensions that are interconnected. It affects everything. So allow yourself now to feel that fabric of oneness, that ocean of all that is that you're part of. And I ask you now to allow yourself to face that huge wave that is coming towards you. But to really feel how you are part and how it's lifting you up further and further up to scary heights. And as you're at the very top of the wave and you feel that it might crush you and you might fall, it moves on. And you slowly, slowly move downwards again to a comfortable, balanced place. And that is the same when you live life. There are times where there is such discomfort because you're seeing what's coming towards you. And you want to run away and you want to hide and you want to change it. But if you allow yourself to relax, to take a deep breath, and to not figure out what is to do and what is not to do, but to simply surrender into the love that is holding everything together and letting yourself float and letting yourself be uplifted, you will see that you won't drown and that you will be taken exactly where you need to be. So feel that. Experience that. And now, present, descending from the higher realms, is your personal spirit guide, whoever that is for you. It could be an archangel, your guardian angel, or any of us ascended masters. It can be a fairy queen, or little gnome king. So don't limit yourself. It can be a galactic master. But they are now stepping forward to you to take you out of the ocean and lift you out of form up into your light body, beyond time and space, into the higher realms. Into an ancient, ancient place that you can only experience real light body because it holds a very different vibrational frequency from the frequency on Earth. Many will recognize it as initiation chambers. However that appears to you, it is unique to you. For some, it will look like an ancient temple that you are entering, that you're being guided into. For some, it could be caves that you're being guided into, where you're following a unique route. It's known as a route of initiation that brings you to the sacred innermost sanctuary center where the initiation takes place. And whenever you cross the threshold, whenever you prepare yourself to move from one consciousness level to another, a form of initiation takes place. And so 21 days prior, you have been experienced the preparation for this initiation, gone through trials of fire, and you've survived. And it shifted and changed you in many forms and ways. You might have said yes to a relationship that a part of you was afraid of saying yes to, and yet you did it anyway. You might have chosen to experience certain things that usually you would have turned your back on, and yet you did it anyway. You might have been willing to look at parts of yourself that you despise, and yet instead of simply rejecting yourself, you objectively looked at them, are willing now to release them in love and peace. So in this initiation chamber, there is a form of a throne, a chair. Well, you can say it is more of a throne than a chair. So allow yourself in your light body to sit in that chair. And this chair has a function of releasing anything that no longer serves you through your conscious choice to release that and to let it go. And to let it go into a fire of transformation that will take it and change and shift it into the vibration of all oneness so that it is no longer part of your experience. So I invite you now to go through your last weeks, months, even years if you want, the belief systems and look at those deep understandings that you've gained and those that you realize are simply no longer in alignment with who you are. Thoughts that kept you small, that kept you limited, that kept you believing that you were not an aspect of God who has created all that is. So now's the time to truly release that, to let it go. And to let it go into that fire of transformation that is in front of you in form of a beautiful flame that is in a chalice. And the color or the ray of this flame will be unique to how you work, to who you are. If you don't feel or sense the flame, simply know that it's there, that it's right there where you are in front of you. If you don't feel that you've shifted out of the room that you've been sitting in the first place, simply know that the outer has now changed, that we have supported the shift and change, that you do find yourself in the initiation chamber, and that you can now truly release all those belief systems, all those experiences, all those attachments, any residue from the past that no longer serves you. Do this now. Take another deep breath. With that out breath, even further release. Even structures within you. Any blocks, just breathe them out into that flame. You don't even need to know the story so much, but you can feel that heaviness of that area, or if you have physically any kind of pains and discomforts or any kind of dis-ease in your body, breathe it out into that flame. You no longer have to carry it with you across the threshold to a new consciousness, never. And now from the higher realms, brilliant white column of light is descending and is fully engulfing you as you sit on that throne. And to go back to the explanation before, that whenever you cross a portal to another consciousness level, you are going through a form of initiation. You are going through a rite of passage. You are going through death and rebirth. And all the struggle and all the discomfort you have felt in the last few weeks was your desire to hang on to something that simply no longer served you. Wanting to hang on to the old instead of allowing it to simply go. Allowing life to change and shift to what it needs to become to be more perfectly in alignment with your heart. And so all the struggles that you've always experienced are all about control. They always have been. And so the initiation is that death in reverse. It is that you are stepping into a whole new life where you fully are accepting of the divine being that you are. And so this column of light is pulling you upwards into it. And you're raised up out of the chamber. You're raised upwards and further upwards until you are for one moment merged once again with that all that is, the heart of the heart of the heart. You can almost call it point zero, where everything is in total balance. It is here where matter doesn't exist. But you are in a place of total grace. There's nothing you have to do or to be. You can just feel yourself melt and relax. Your heartbeat is the heartbeat of all that is. Your breath is the breath of God. So follow your breathing to even more deeply to oneness, into the heart of the heart. Being now fully prepared, your spirit guide is pulling you out of that oneness, back fully into your light body. And now you are getting ready to face that threshold, to face that galactic portal to a more expanded consciousness. And the question you want to ask yourself is, what is it that you choose to manifest in that new form of experience that you will have as you cross this new threshold? And descending now and being present right there with you is Archangel Raphael. As he embraces you and as he breathes a breath of divine healing into each of your chakras, simply allow it to happen as your chakras, even though you're not in your physical body, but in your light body, they are opening up further. And it will translate right into your physical body. Feel that breath of healing upon you as a final preparation. And while you receive that, envision the life. Envision the experience your heart is yearning for. In your service to humanity, to earth, to all that is, you do play an important role. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever underestimate who you are. And you're only here ready to cross the threshold, to step through the 1111 portal because of all the battles you fought, because of the veteran that you are, because of the experience that is yours. Feel your heart. Feel the love that you are, the love that is your true essence, as it is the key to unlock the 1111 portal and to step through and reach out and allow yourself to simply float through that portal, through that opening in the fabric of life itself, of existence, of all that is, and embrace the new you that you're always meant to be. And feel your light body expand, feel yourself expand, and allow yourself to behold the vision of your future self calling out to you and reminding you why it was worth it to not give up and fight all those battles, why it was worth it to continue on your path of enlightenment. And as you are on the other side, there's a group of galactic masters that have been waiting you. And there's one in particular who is now stepping forward. He's giving you a gift. And what makes it so unique that it doesn't have form per se, but it holds a unique color and vibrational frequency. You can almost say in its own unique way it is a key, a galactic key, that is now being infused into the heart of your light body to unlock something deeply hidden within you that is now ready for you to become aware of again, to remember, to open up to. So allow yourself to receive this key, this galactic key, as it is into your heart. And as something within you now is being unlocked, as the time is right, and as you work very hard to come to this place, to this level, allow yourself to be unlocked as that galactic key of light and vibration infuses itself into your light body with your heart as a portal into yourself. And now your spirit guide is taking your light body slowly back to your physical body wherever you are, taking you back. But don't enter too quickly. Allow your light body and your physical body to slowly merge, as your light body is holding now a very powerful and unique frequency. And as your light body merges with your physical body, feel how all the changes that were done on the chakras of the light body and the heart of the light body affect you also on a very physical level now, as you become one again. Feel how your physical body now expands to your heart, your third eye, your solar plexus, your crown. Everything is opening up. And now you can feel how on the most deepest physical level transformation is taking place, how your atoms are shifting, how the DNA within you is now changed. And it is not so much about it lighting up. It is more so about it changing into a code that now allow you to remember your own divine code in a different way. And that awakening will come through your sleep, through meditations, through very subconscious way into your consciousness, so that you don't experience a mental overload. It has to be done that way. So don't be impatient. Now that the translation of that, what you received in the light body, that is now entering your physical body, will slowly seep through into your consciousness to fully be integrated there too. Then you will hold a unique new magnetic frequency, fully incorporated and in alignment with your physical self. And everything around you will continue to shift and settle in alignment with that new frequency. So now that it is still of importance for you to not get scared now when things are further falling away. All that is taking place in your life is a further opening necessary for you to become the fully integrated galactic warrior of light that you've always meant to be here on Earth, and that you simply, to a certain extent, have forgotten who you are because of the outer circumstances. So as you now spend some time integrating your light body with your physical body, I invite you, Mike, to play some music to support this transition. And I ask you, Mark, to help through another blessing, this integration as well, as it is extremely powerful for the physical body to bring this new vibrational frequency in. So the two of you, as well as me through this channel, Brigitte, will now for the next 5-10 minutes support this process. And then afterwards, if there's anybody with questions, we'll certainly do that. But this is more important. So, Mike, please begin playing the music. And Mark, begin the Diksha.
And so it is.
now that you're all settled in your body. Thank you, Mark and Mike. You can certainly, those who have a question, you can certainly call in now and ask any question. Is there anybody on the line?
Yes, we're all set to go, St. Germain. Hold on for 1 minute.
Okay.
Fanny, you're on.
Hello, St. Germain.
Greetings, my dear. It is always a pleasure talking to you as we're doing it like this and in other ways,
yeah,
too.
How
can I be of assistance to you?
Well, first I want to thank Mike and Mark and Brigida for holding this venue and always being so amazing. And I'm so grateful for all of you and how you have helped me in my path. And I recently did go through everything that you explained, and I surrendered to it. And when I surrendered, my heart just opened up, and, you know, things fell into place. And when they fell into place, I fell to my knees and was just so grateful. And every morning I wake up with a smile on my face, and I just want to thank you so much.
But observe, my dear, how far you've come. This is showing you how much of a transformation you've gone through.
Yes.
You certainly could live a life in total peace and harmony, and yet it is that what you sometimes call these tests of initiation, these trials, that truly show you how much you are now in alignment with Source and how much you are making new choices. And so you are not only setting a great example for your own self, but you're also feeding that into the collective consciousness, bringing much healing to the world. So we thank you for your willingness to descend into the darkness you've descended into, and to then walk the path back into the light. That is the true key to any of you light workers, to do exactly that. And by doing so over and over again, helping shift the collective consciousness in its set ways to open up to a whole new frequency and a new experience of self.
Thank you. I did have a question.
Go ahead.
Last night I attended a local meetup group on soul retrieval, and I retrieved a piece of my soul, which was another amazing experience, and was so beautiful. But at the end of all that, there were some people that arrived late, and two out of the three people, there were different energies around them. What was their purpose, and who were they?
You will find from time to time that there are set tests within your own surrounding where you're asked to make a decision. Do you let the outer define you, or do you allow your inner to stay strong and define the path you're choosing and you're taking? There are many voices that your lower self can take in form of doubt, in form of discomfort, in form of that what some of you call dark entities. But it is you, in recognizing and holding strong to the light within your heart, that you can look beyond that disturbance that you felt and see that it has no power over you, nor can it affect you. So simply the test for you in this is to ask yourself, what voice are you choosing to listen to? Are you going to diminish the beautiful experience that you've had because of some aspects that want you to create, to see this experience as something that was not 100% of the highest good? Or do you look beyond that and see the powerful effect it had on you and allow yourself to hang on to that. And as you will walk the path of enlightenment, and this is a message to all of you, the line that you walk between balancing the light and the darkness will become thinner and thinner. And what that means, it will ask mastership of you to not allow yourself to be seduced by thoughts of fear or thoughts of anger or thoughts of doubt or any thoughts that are of the lower frequency, that you balance them, if necessary, by calling in on support, by calling in on someone like me to transform and transmute these discordant energies into love and light, to maintain that balance. So you will find, my dear, more often that you need to look upon that line and that you need to be very conscious of how to balance it to maintain that inner peace and harmony that you're yearning for.
Okay, because it really threw me. I came out of such a beautiful experience and I regained innocence. And these two people that walked in, I actually saw them as witches. And it made me think of my mother and my sister.
And that had something to do in direct lineage, in direct line, with why you lost that soul aspect in the first place, didn't it?
Yes.
And so it is giving you the opportunity to take your power back and to live in the knowing that that cannot repeat itself, no matter how it presents itself to you. That soul piece is back in you, and nobody can take this from you unless you allow them to. You are in power. Nobody else has power over you. And that is a big message for everyone who's listening. Nobody has the power to take any of your soul pieces away from you unless you allow them to. You're not a victim.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
And now call on the violet flame to let go of any residue that's still connected to the traumatic experience in the past life that has kept that soul piece from coming back into you, because part of why any of you need to do soul retrievals is because there's still an attachment that you hold to that experience, whether it's in this lifetime or past lifetime, that keeps it alive. And by keeping it alive, you keep that soul aspect in that period, in that part of the experience. So by bringing it back, it is also for you an opportunity to choose that something like that can no longer happen to you. Make a different choice. You're not a victim.
Mm-hmm. Very
blessings
beautiful.
To you, my dear. It is
and blessings
always,
to you.
We are always grateful for all the work you've been doing. And it is
thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Jenny.
Bye. Good night, Mark.
Excuse me. Patricia, you're on.
Oh, thank you. Oh, hi, Saint Germain. Thank you.
Greetings, my dear. It is always a blessing to connect with you. How can I be of assistance?
Well, you've been of assistance to me, and thank you so much for and everyone. Guides and angels for all the help. Everything you said, I experienced, all the things that you had said. And there's something like really, because I had been in a lot of pain and physically. So I was going to this place to actually get rid of this pain, physical pain that I was having for a while. And it seemed as soon as I got there, I wanted to dance like there was no one watching. Of course, I didn't do it because I didn't want anybody to call 911. But the thing that came up for me was, gee, I came here to get rid of this pain, and now I want to dance. But, like, the pain was kind of emotionally still there. Like,
yes.
I felt like
it
wasn't
the same. It is the same concept as with soul retriever.
Mm-hmm.
There are different levels to pain. It's emotional connection, it's a mental connection, it's a physical connection. So even if you release the physical aspect, on a higher level it happens, it filters down to your emotional and mental self too. So there are different levels of healing that you're going through, and that is what you're learning, my dear, because you're helping others with that. you know, observing and learning that there are different levels and frequencies and vibrations to the experience of pain. It is not all physical. So it is for you to become very, very observant of this and feel this and learn from this and see where you need to infuse light and healing and energy so that you can balance the discomfort and bring it back to a place of peace and harmony. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense because I almost forgot what I was coming here for because I was like having such fun and everything. I forgot about the pain I was coming here for. So it was like the message that I got was that you're okay wherever you're at.
Yes.
You can have fun. You can enjoy yourself wherever you're at. And I really took that with me. But the thing I just wanted
to say, it is that punishment that you still carry within you that you can't allow yourself to be happy because when you're happy, that is almost a sense of selfishness. But it is not selfish to be happy. It is something very beautiful. It is something that you should allow yourself to experience more often because as you are allowing yourself to be happy, you ignite it within the others around you too.
Yeah, I was getting that. I was told that it was, I asked what was causing all this, and he said my mother, my relationship with my mother. And I, like what you was just saying, I realized that I was like almost bringing back the same environment that I was in to myself. And my mother's no longer in my life, but I'm still
that's
like
right.
doing it to myself.
There's no need for any of you to repeat the patterns of the past. That is what this 1111 gateway is about. Letting go of the past and having a whole new experience. Beautiful, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Can I just ask one thing?
Go ahead.
No, sorry about that. sorry, Patricia. Crystal, you're on.
Hi, thank you so much for all of that and the meditation. That was really beautiful. This is my first time calling in. A friend recommended that I call because I'm going through some personal struggles. So I just want to thank you all for being there and for that. So my question is, I've always had like a lot of health issues and even some issues with, like, addiction and depression, anxiety. And I started doing, I've always, you know, been interested in energy healing. And there's been certain things along my path that have been helpful. And I started doing some mantras and trying to change some things in August. And I saw a tremendous difference. And I guess, you know, I was, like, even nervous to, like, speak to people and like leave the house, and I never really was like that before. And it just all of a sudden I'm being like bombarded. I have like this big bump on the top of my head, and I also I'm not sure if I'm having other issues with bumps on my hand and my mouth is sore, and I'm not sure if that's candida, but I keep going to all types of different doctors and getting really, like, not any good advice, and I'm starting to, like, slip into, like, I'm trying very hard not to slip into, like depression or, you know, but it's causing, like, other issues in my life, like, the relationships, like, with friends and not being able to, like, hang out or, like, work and babysitting, and especially my relationship with my boyfriend, which is usually good. I'm struggling, but I do have a lot of stress and anxiety right now over, like, my health condition. I'm trying not to get discouraged and, you know, be grateful for what I have. It's just overwhelming at this point.
Slow down
for
a moment. Take a deep breath. There are a couple of things that have been happening to you in your life. Number one, you're a very high-frequency being, a very galactic being. So for you, being in your human form is extremely uncomfortable. And so what that means is that there is a part of you that very much rejects your humanness in many, many forms. Humanness, humanity as a whole, but also the human limitations. And so there always has been that struggle within you, the struggle of knowing that you can be so much more and yet being limited by that body. Having yourself not even consciously removed from your body, kind of standing on the outside looking in, has created a lot of the physical problems that your body has created to get you back focusing on the body. So now you've achieved through your spiritual practices more focus on the body, and now the next level of experience for you is, here I am in the body, and now here I am feeling so much, it is overwhelming, it is uncomfortable, what can I do? So there is that aspect of you being now in your body and being forced to experience your spirituality through your physical form, which creates discomfort too. The best way for you to approach this is to recognize that your body, because you're now bringing in the higher frequency into your physical body, is going through what we lovingly call a detoxification. You're now finally starting to take care of your body, so your body needs to adjust and go through changes necessary so that it can hold your true frequency that you've removed from your body for the longest time, but now it needs to integrate back in. So this is something that takes time, and there are different levels of discomfort in that, but it doesn't have to be. There are ways that you can be supported through this. For you, a very beautiful way, because of anxiety, would be to do different forms of yoga and breathing through the yoga techniques to help yourself to maintain this new relationship with your body instead of fighting now your body and wanting to leave your body again because of all these problems that you're seeing arriving and coming up. So in a way, there is a battle going on within you. There is that part of you that simply wants to say, it's not worth it, I need to get out of here, my body is just so dysfunctional, how can I even have this body as a host? And then there's a part of you that is willing to work with your body and saying, this can work, I'm here for a reason, I'm here to anchor a certain vibration of love and light, I have a purpose. And so in this battle, you continuously need to make a choice as to reminding yourself that there is no accident that you are in human form at this time. There is no accident that you are on Earth in this time, at this place, with the people you're with, and taking this opportunity always and foremost to say certain mantras to yourself that, yes, I am worthy of being loved. Yes, I'm worthy of being in this body. Yes, I am loved and I love. And to remind yourself that it is worth it to put this effort into your body, that this is not simply about your spirituality, but it is about your spirituality in your body. So there are ways that you can support your body. Being in nature, being alone is very important for you. You're not allowing yourself enough alone time thinking that it is selfish. And that is for many of you. This time for solitude is extremely important, especially if you allow yourself to do this nature, to recharge, to recalibrate, to bring yourself back to your own self instead of underestimating how psychically open you are. And when you are with people, how psychically you open up to other frequencies and other residues from people around you, to allow yourself by being alone to recenter, to bring yourself back to you is extremely important. For you, my dear, also make sure that in this detoxification process, you drink a lot of fluids, you go to someone who can help you with herbs so that you get the herbal support in your system too, and that you find ways to continue to support your body. It is about you learning to love and care for your body. Your body is screaming out to you for you to take your body serious, to care for it, to nurture it, instead of seeing your body only as a means to do certain things while being alive. You need to see it more as your sacred temple. You need to touch it as your sacred temple. You need to love it as your sacred temple. And you need to detoxify it as your sacred temple. And that is a message for all listeners. It's not just about those calling in. It's a message for everyone. that you need to continuously consider your body as a temple, as a place, as a holy place that holds your spirit, and to nurture it and to nourish it and to treat it in such a way. This is extremely important, especially as humanity is moving forward, raising the frequency on Earth, bringing more higher frequencies into your body. It is about taking care of your body and not rejecting it. This awakening ascension process here on Earth is not about simply leaving your body behind and ascending into your light body and leaving to the higher realms. It is about helping matter as a whole to shift and change in its essence so that it becomes lighter. Does that make sense, my dear? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, my goodness. You just, like brought so many things together, and I thank you so much. You just, like, hit the nail on the head with so many things that I wasn't able to see clearly before, and I'm very, very grateful.
You're very welcome, my dear. Now that my
thank
love is
you
with
so
you,
much.
And it is necessary that you call on me to assist you in the transformation of discordant energies, that boyfriend of yours is laying heavily on you and is using you to help himself with balancing emotional issues that he needs to deal with himself. So do not always take his stuff on you working through it for him. He needs to become responsible for his own self too, and I will help you with that. Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will be in touch and try and work with you further. Thank you very much.
Certainly. Blessings to you.
Alrighty, one more.
Go right ahead.
Ginger, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain. How are you doing?
Greetings, my dear. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes.
I have this really great new relationship, and I'm curious how maybe it's going to unfold or what it looks like, and what can I do to be the best for that partner in my life?
For starters, don't look too far into the future. That is something that you tend to do, wondering about what will tomorrow bring and what needs to be done, what shouldn't be done. It is extremely important. Two things are extremely important for you. Number one, don't give yourself up because of the sake of relationship. You've done that before, you've lost yourself, and then there's nothing left of you. You can't be afraid of losing the relationship, because then the relationship is doomed from the get-go. You need to stay true to yourself. True to yourself, be authentic, be as real as you can be, and have a little bit more trust and faith. Have a little bit more trust and faith that everything is working out according to your divine plan, so that there is not this energy behind your relationship where you want to hang on, but more where you allow it to transform into that what it needs to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This is very important. It is beautiful. There's much potential there if you allow it to blossom and open up. There's nothing that you have to do different. There's only the little bit of warning that you have the tendency to give yourself up into the relationship out of fear that you might not be worthy of the love, or the fear that you might not be good enough. Don't let that happen. This is a very important time for you. It is an important time for you in that way, as you need to ask yourself who you choose to be. This is a time of defining yourself. You can float with the waves of joy and the wave of existence, but you are much more than that. Much, much more. And you're at this doorway. You're really at a crossroad here right now, a crossroad where you have to ask yourself, how do you choose to be an expression of the divine? How do you choose to truly anchor the light that's in you out into the world? This is not something that we can tell you how to do. And many of you, we watch. You're waiting for us to give you a sign to tell you whether to turn left or to turn right. We are not here to tell you which way to turn. We will be there for you either way. It is for you to make that decision, for you to listen to your heart and say, this is really what's going on within my heart. This is truly the path I choose. And so you are at this crossroads right now to make a choice for the right reasons, not for the reasons where you're telling yourself, I'm choosing this because it's a comfortable path. But ask yourself if that path is truly what you're passionate about. You've been a little bit afraid of going into your true passion out of fear that it will be a fire that's going to overwhelm you and that it's going to burn you up from inside. It is not true. Allow yourself that passion and do not be afraid of it, because that is the doorway to finding out who you truly are. That is a promise.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you for tapping in and allowing me to know that and just reaffirming that for me. And thank you for giving me great advice. I really appreciate you.
Blessings to you, my dear. And I do appreciate you, too. And I'm very much with you on this path of enlightenment. Blessings to you, and have a wonderful evening. And it is you. So.
All right, St. Germain, we're all set.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you all. It was truly a blessing to be here at this time. And it certainly is always an auspicious time with all of you, creating this powerful grid work of love and light. I am St. Germain, representative of the hierarchy of light. My love is with you always. And it is so. Amen.
Thank you, St. Germain.
You're welcome. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to the St. Germain Radio Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you have a good night. And we will see you again in a month. Mark,
sounds
you there?
Good. Yeah, yeah, sounds good. Thanks
awesome.
For the great music, Mike.
Yes, Mike. That was great.
Good night, everybody.
All right. All right. Good night, everybody.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.